It's like I said, man, my favorite part of that song is how horribly those horns sound. I love it. It's perfect.
No, that is pretty good, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Two Bad Brains podcast. I am Lunchbox, and with me, as always in this project and in life, KP.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Just kind of sitting around, thought, hey, I'd like to try a podcast.
Yeah, it's fun. I've done it in the past to the little to no success. It was pretty nice.
Little to no success.
Yeah, I had maybe...
We're starting off on a good foot, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah. So we're starting at the no part, so maybe we'll get better as we go. But the good thing is we don't have far to fall.
That's true. That's true. You can't go past naked.
No, and I don't have those, what are they called, high hopes? Yeah, those are gone. No.
Do you have any hopes at all?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I don't know where they are. I've lost them.
You should check in your Hawaiian shirt there. They might be in the pocket.
You really don't like this thing, do you?
I love the look that you have going, oh, you changed your shorts.
Well, yeah, well.
You're not hiding from me anymore.
Well, how do you know? That could be part of the camouflage.
It could be.
So.
I've camoed myself to look like I'm playing tennis in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right. So, so what's going on with you today there, KP? How you doing, man?
Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. I did nothing all day. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Nice. Yeah. We went to a birthday party for an 11-year-old that is larger than my fully grown wife.
Hey.
And he is...
Yeah, it doesn't take much to...
No. Yeah, she's tiny. My 9-month older than him 11-year-old son is a tiny, tiny little thing compared to him. It was interesting. I didn't believe it that this kid was 11 until, you know, today. They told me that before, and I just kind of pushed it out of my head, like, this is no fucking way. So, it was interesting, because he was, you know, hanging out with the adults, and you could easily walk by him and not realize that he was 11.
Ooh.
Yeah. He was like, well, oh, hey, there he is. Yeah.
Something to be said for the growth hormone showing up in milk, huh?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We were talking about, we were getting ready to leave, and you know, he had gotten a Walmart gift card from, like, his grandfather or something like that. But he was more interested in the, was it Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh? The Pokemon set we got, and we got this big set of cards and all kinds of stuff like that. He was more interested in that because he could have it right now, so the instant gratification was there. But I was telling Gina, I was like, yeah, but I don't think anybody would even consider to stop him if he took the car and went up to Walmart and bought what he wanted, because he's big enough, and he definitely looks like he's 16 at least, and he could probably get away with it as long as he followed the rules of the road. I mean, I think he'd be fine.
Let's face it, the area that we're in, that's probably not too far-fetched anyway, especially if he's headed to Walmart.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, sir. So what are you saying? The caliber of people at Walmart is not the best?
Have you ever been to the Sarno Walmart?
Yes.
There's a reason that we call it the Redneck Walmart.
Oh, yeah. But have you been to the one on Palm Bay Road? That one's rough, man. That's
no,
like,
I haven't been to that one.
That one's like the Sarno Walmart, but lower quality because the building's like 20 years older. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, that sounds like it would be a blast.
Oh, and then there's the one Beachside. Over O'Galley, that
one's
pretty
rough. The one beachside is very, very interesting.
But the clientele's a little bit better because there's more money over there.
Yeah.
Even though it's like 2 miles from here.
And more recently out of high school surfer girls.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you hang on that one.
You went quiet for a sec there, yeah. Steve. Everything okay?
Yeah. I was letting you hang on the fact that you're fantasizing about... maybe 18-year-old girls.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, 18's legal.
18's legal, but not is not. So
I didn't say anything about anything.
Yeah,
no. I'm going to continue to not.
I think I need to hit delete on this recording so we don't get anybody in trouble. And we're five.
Hey, it's been a good show. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes in to the first real recording, and it's just like, whoops.
So you're going to make sure that not safe for work tag is checked, right?
Oh, the explicit tag is going to be there, too, and I might have to put a long beep in there. You're talking about teenage girls, because even though we're going by handle, somehow I have a feeling they'll find us if they need to. Oh,
God. So is this starting off as well as you'd hope there, Steve?
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. We've got a good chemistry already. I wasn't too worried about it, but it's... The last one of the guys that was on us kind of forced it a little bit, you know, but that's just his character to be that forcefully funny.
Yeah, forced humor usually doesn't work that well.
No, he's a good guy, though. He just had some... He joined the Army at, like, 18 and was a vulgar little shit before he joined the Army.
Yeah.
So that did not make it better.
I'm sure the Army will have made it worse.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty bad. I don't know if you've met him or not, but I'll tell you his name offline so that we don't get him in trouble because he's got, like, a wife and a kid now. Before, he had no care in the world. Now he's, like, a dad and stuff and loves his little girl to death. And
all his wives and kids, they screw up everything.
Yeah. Well, he's not married yet. He'll be married soon.
Oh.
I'm going to his wedding, so I'm not in it, which is good, so I can get shit hammered drunk.
By the way, I'm just kidding, honey. I love you.
You're lucky your wife will listen. My wife supports me, but she ain't going to listen to this shit.
Boy.
So, I hear your wonderful son wants to be on the show, as well as your 10, 11-year-old daughter.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. So, yeah, Charlie's big concern was, it seems like that would be a lot of fun, but I don't know if I'd have anything to say. And so, you know, I just kind of told him, if something comes in your head, say it.
Yeah. We have no... What's that?
Yeah.
We could get him to talk without a doubt. I know we could. We just have to tell stories about how he did something, and then we'll get him talking.
Yeah.
Or I can show him the picture that Wendy sent me that she wasn't supposed to of him wearing one of her tank tops.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a good photo. He's gonna hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll get him to talk. And Lillian, of course, wants to come on, and she wants to talk all about video games and those kinds of things. So I'm sure she'll love that.
Well, we might have to do I'm gonna say PG rated kid cast or something one day, and let the kids sit in and say hi. I think they would enjoy that. And then, you know.
But you know, with Lillian, it doesn't need to be PG.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, that way we don't get in trouble for neglecting, you know, child neglect or anything.
Oh, yeah.
And that more than likely will probably be our highest rated cast, most downloaded, best listened
to. It will. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
We'll have had nothing to do with it.
No. So, So we've been on here for 8.5 minutes, and we have not introduced ourselves other than our handles. So I'm Lunchbox, prior service Army. I am a disabled combat veteran because I'm a little girl and couldn't handle getting shot at for a year. KP over here was in the Chair Force, did some really hardcore, super secret squirrel stuff he can't talk about.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
And I still do it.
Yeah.
I just don't get to wear the uniform anymore, which is a bit of a bummer. But I make a hell of a lot more money than I did as an E3.
Yeah.
Doing pretty much the same job with a lot more responsibility and a lot more pay.
Well, that's not hard to do, to get paid more than an E3 in the military.
This is true.
I mean, short of doing like 12 hours a week at WOM, any food establishment.
I think you could probably make more going to the homeless shelter. And collecting food from them.
I was going
to
say eating for free, yeah. Oh, okay. So you like this. I used to have an assistant to do the job that I do right now. And we would talk about...
That's pretty swanky.
It was pretty fancy, yeah. Mm-hmm. We came up with this idea that we would, you know, obviously whoever hit the millions would have a pretty nice collection of cars, and we would take something like a Rolls Royce.
And the other one would become a butler.
Right. Now, what we would do is... We would take turns with the butler or the person in the back of the car, you know, the millionaire, and we would go and apply for jobs at, like, McDonald's.
Wait a minute. I was kidding. You're telling me that was actually part of the story?
Yeah. Yeah, but hold on. You'll like this. This is really good, okay? So we would
I must
go,
be psychic.
Yeah, you either that or you followed me around for far too long because I didn't know you when this was going on.
Yeah, longer than you thought.
Yeah, because I didn't know you when this was going on. Creeped me the fuck out, man. Anyway, so we would go and here was the plan, right? So Mr. Richie Rich guy would be the one applying for the job, not the butler. But because McDonald's was beneath this person, once we got the interview and we were sitting here talking to the manager, the Richie Rich guy would not physically look at or talk to the manager and would only talk to the butler and see how long it would take us to get kicked the fuck out of there.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, like, the next day we would switch places and go to a Burger King across town and try it again and just to mess with people so bad, right? That was the one of them. Another thing we would do is we would show up in a jalopy beat-up car and really crappy clothes and wait till we got our first paycheck. And then show up the next day in, like, a Ferrari with, like, a $10,000 Omega watch on our arm. Somebody's like, dude, where did you get all that money? And hit whatever magic button combination on the register, just opens the drawer. Be like, dude, it's, like, sitting right here. You got all this money right in front of you in the register, man. You're not taking this shit? And just
oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
So I can see how that story led in from talking about being in the military, especially in E3, because obviously you know it's a common thing that when you hit your first base, you got to buy a brand new car.
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
And it's got to be for 37% for 64 months.
I it wasn't 37% for me, but the first base I hit out of school was in Germany, and I picked up a used 1990 BMW 525i. 5-speed, had an aftermarket radio and CD changer, and I bought a sub for it and all that stuff. Had an aftermarket exhaust and wheels. This is in 2003.
I'll bet that was fun on the Autobahn.
Oh, it was a blast. And it was European spec, so there was no governor on it, so you could literally run this thing until it exploded. But all that, and it had just about 125,000 miles on it, and I paid $5,000 for it. Because over there, it is the Chevy and the Dodge and all that of Germany. It's BMW, Audi, Porsche, right. Volkswagen, right? So I paid $5,000 for a car that would easily cost me three times that in the States.
That's how much the oil change is here.
Right, yeah. And I went through some Pioneer military financing company, and they didn't give me 37%. It was 3 years, and I think it was like 10 or 12%, which wasn't horrible.
It's not terrible,
no.
But still, you got the E3 experience.
Yeah, I did get the E3 experience. Now, the funny thing is I set up an allotment, right? So the money was just taken out of my check. I never saw it. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a second. I should have paid this car off by now. So I contacted the financing company, and they're like, oh, yeah, you've got, like, a positive balance of, like, $1,200 or something. So they sent us a check. And I was like, well, cool. I'm going to stop the allotment, but yeah, I would definitely like my money, thanks.
Yeah.
So it was like an accidental forced savings account, and I was just like, holy shit, wee. And then we pissed it away somehow. I don't remember.
Well, that's usually how it goes.
What's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. We ended up buying a vehicle, a truck, a small truck called a Nissan Patrol. They've been making them since 1962, but they only sold them in the United States between 1962 and 1964. They continue to make them in almost every other country and continent on the freaking earth, just not here. And it is the baddest, raddest little freaking Nissan I have ever owned when it comes to a truck.
Yeah, but I mean, look at trucks that are on the road now. Is it as big as everything that they're making?
No. This thing was the size of a Suzuki Samurai.
Oh, I love it.
But hold on. And it had a hardtop removable rear, like the full-size Bronco. But it's the size of a Suzuki Samurai.
Nice.
Okay. It had the same engine as the old 280Z, the L28 straight six. So it had all kinds of horsepower and torque.
Yeah. It's got some get up.
Yeah. Solid front and rear four wheel drive axles. So there was no half shaft mess. There was no silly, like, what's that? Oh, yeah. It was carbureted and it had a choke, a manual choke.
Ooh.
So if it was really cold, it would just puke carbon right out of the muffler,
sure.
And then it would stick to whatever car you were parked next to in this, like, shotgun pattern of carbon. And it would just wipe right off. But if somebody parked too close and pissed you off, you could just yank that choke out. Didn't matter what time of year it was, and just start the truck and drop the hammer. And it would just, I mean, it would, like that first piss you take in the morning, just forcefully shoot all this black shit all over their car. So the manual choke had its ups and downs. The downs would be on the really cold days, man, that thing was a bitch to start, and it never warmed up.
No.
But the only time I ever got it stuck taking it off-road is because I went off-road in the wintertime in Germany and decided to go down a tank trail. And the wheelbase in width, not length, from front to back, from side to side on a tank, is substantially larger than this little truck. I don't know why.
might be a little bit.
And the
do
ground,
you think you could fit between the tank treads?
Yeah, well, actually, the wheelbase was almost double. So I was riding with one set of wheels in the rut and one set on the hump. And driving through this tank trail, and it was completely frozen. So it was like going down a freaking luge, right? But I didn't realize that. And I came up to a point where the tank had kind of jutted over to the side or something like that, and it bumped the thing, just set it right down on both differentials.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But it was light enough that a quarter-ton engine pulley and some ratchet straps, and I was able to get it out.
Hey.
I hoisted the thing out sideways, basically. Took a couple hours, but I got it. So, yeah, that little truck, man. And there was a mistake in the title. It was a 1981, but it was titled as an 82. If the title was correct, I could have imported it as an antique, and it would have gone through customs without question. And I would have
bummer.
Had like one of like 200 in North America.
Shit.
Yeah.
All because of a title mistake.
Yep. And the only parts for that truck that I couldn't get here would be body panels, because everything else was either the Nissan pickup truck or like Z motor. Everything else was exactly the same, just the body panels were different.
Huh.
Oh, that thing was a badass little truck, man.
Well, that's a bummer you couldn't get it here.
Yeah. Had six lug wheels, manual locking hubs in the front. It was insane, dude. You couldn't stop it other than that frozen
other
trail.
Than, other than you could stop it with a tank.
Well, yeah. Well, of course, but you know. what's up, doggy? I tell you what, if you keep coming over here, man, I'm going to stick a mic in your mouth, dog. You're not going to like that. No.
All right,
our furry friend's checking in.
Yes, he just wants to see how things are going.
Yeah, actually, he wants to whine and complain because he wants me to realize that, as being a good Jewish man that he is, that there are ramifications for everything I say.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Plus, he wants more cheese.
He wants more cheese. We usually, when we give him cheese, we put a Benadryl in there, because he gets itchy. He's got skin allergy to like grass and stuff like that, and so we call it sleepy cheese. And
that's
usually
pretty much just an allergy to Florida in general,
right,
which I think
right.
most people have.
Right, but for him it's miserable because he can't scratch every part of them because you know the opposable thumbs and shit.
You mean he doesn't have them?
Right, I know. Our cat does. Oh, dude!
If your cat has like 27 toes on each foot.
Yeah, I know, right? Fucking freaking nature. but yeah, so whenever we usually give him cheese, we get Benadryl in it, we call it sleepy cheese, and he goes nuts for it, and he eats it. He's like, oh, that was great. 15 minutes later, you can't make a move.
Out.
He is passed out somewhere. Yeah. We'll be like, Murray, look, there's like squirrels outside laying on the ground waiting for you to go get them. And he's just like, yeah, whatever, fuck it, man. I'll hit him up later.
So, I'll set an alarm.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Just go away.
Oh shit.
So what is come on, you gotta give me some sort of fun, not military, but while you were in the military story. Something like getting stuck in a tank tread in frozen Germany.
Well, the problem I have is some of those stories probably aren't fit for telling here.
Oh, come on. Well, let's see here. Was there ever a time that the air conditioning wasn't working that good?
So one time, my mouse stopped working.
Oh, shit, dude. You okay?
And, it was a rough day, man. It was a rough day. I had to take the mouse apart. I had to use a paper clip to scrape the dirt off of the ball.
Yeah.
Because this is back, this is back before laser mice.
Laser?
Now.
God, how did you live? How did you survive?
It was rough.
It was rough, I bet.
So I scraped it. I twisted my pinky finger trying to clean it.
Yeah.
No, none of this actually
No,
happened.
It didn't happen. He's being an ass because I was in the Army, so of course the Air Forces are chair-bound support unit. God bless.
Just because I went to monthly offsites at the golf course doesn't mean I didn't serve.
Mandatory fun sucks when you have to go golfing. Ugh. Yeah.
Just because when I got deployed on OEF, I ended up in Okinawa at Kadena Air Base in a lieutenant colonel's room with a soaking tub doesn't mean I didn't serve.
Now, see, the great thing about what you...
As an E3, by the way.
Right, right. The great thing about what you said there is the fact that you excluded that that room was yours and yours only. So it sounded as if you
I did exclude that point. It was me and me alone as an E3 in a three-room suite on Kadena Air Base with a soaking tub.
Because with that simple exclusion, it sounds like you had to do something that most of us dread doing to get into that room. But, of course, it was a light colonel, so you're like, well, just don't ask, right, sir?
No, no. It was my room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had its own kitchen. Got to cook my own meals every day.
That's what he told you, right? Yeah. Yes, sir.
It had mahogany cabinets.
God damn it, dude.
I was an E3.
Yeah. Okay.
I was there for a month in that room.
So.
They did my laundry for me.
God damn it. So, okay.
I joined the right service.
Yes, you did. I know you did. And I'm not making fun of you as much as I'm mad at myself for not doing the right thing.
No, I will. I will tell you there are other times when I've had to share rooms. I got sent on a TDY to Lackland Air Force Base, and I had to share a room with an E-2 sailor.
Ooh, that's bad.
It was...
The wife just chimed in from across the room. She said they are the worst, and she's right. And earlier, I don't know how long she was there, but she was basically licking my eardrum, and I had no idea she was there because I'm always on alert and heads on a swivel and stay alert, stay alive.
She got you anyway.
She did. She did.
Gotcha. She's a ninja assassin.
Yeah, I don't think if I was currently medicated that would have happened. I probably would have karate chopped her. Yeah, she does. She terrifies me. She's small, but she's mean as fuck. No. So, all right, your baller room and everything like that, right? We had one base. How far do you think Heidelberg was? About 2 hour drive, 3 hour drive?
3 to 4.
Okay, so it was probably about 400 miles away. Okay, because the Autobahn you can do 100 all day long.
Right,
but it had a Fridays, TGA Fridays. Ooh, on the base, which TGA was like nice. Hot shit because they didn't have those. So. We decided to take a weekend trip out to Heidelberg, check it out, you know, go see the castle up on the hill and this and that and everything. And we're going to stay on base in the building, right? And so we got our hotel room for the night, and I'm going to guess that this hotel room was at lower standards than your room during school for tech school.
Now, in tech school, I also had to share a room.
Well, yeah, I was sharing a room with my wife and a young kid, but these were also the same rooms I stayed in when we did we manned a land combat expo to show off multinational forces, all their toys and guns and all that, right? So this one room that we were in when it was the wife and I had I'm going to say probably a double, maybe a queen-size bed. And the mattress, I think, was made out of hardwood.
The mattress was?
Yeah, the whole thing. Just a big giant block of hardwood. It was nice. But it wasn't quite the granite bed that we had in Italy. But we'll get to that story another day.
Certainly. Certainly.
The funny part was...
Was it mahogany?
I don't know. I never took the sheets off to find out. But
see, you should have checked. Then we would have had another point of comparison.
Another point of comparison, yes. But the funny thing is, yes, the mattress was hardwood, but the headboard and footboard were, you know, pressboard. So,
yeah.
You got to go cheap,
that sounds
right?
about right.
Yeah.
Mahogany mattress.
I've accidentally...
Paper mache.
Right, right, yeah. I've accidentally stepped on sandpaper that was softer than this carpet. And, this room was great. And this was what they rented out to paying customers to come visit this base. Okay. And I was just like...
And you got to impress.
It was...
Dress to impress.
Dress to impress. And it was for all ranks from E7 and down were using this room. This was the middle to lower enlisted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I don't know what the officer's quarters was, because it didn't matter. If there were some available, I would sleep outside before they let me have those rooms. Yeah. I truly did make the wrong decision joining the Army. However, I don't think it would have worked out that me and the wife would have been married by now, or at all, because I wouldn't have been stationed in D.C. for tech school. I would have been somewhere else. And
yeah, that's true.
So, but, yeah, that was a fun time, though, 6 months in D.C. on the government's dime.
Yeah, that never sucks. Yeah, so let me tell you another story.
Oh, please do.
So in 2006, now I was an Air Force civil servant by this time, but I got to go TDY to Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yes. So I got to spend 10 days in Manhattan on the taxpayer dime. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes.
Stayed in the Crown Plaza at the at 48th and Broadway, right at the north end of Times Square.
Not a bad place. Got or a hotel.
Yeah. Got to take the 1-3 line to where I had to work every day, and then got to spend the rest of the time being a New York City tourist.
Oh, horrible.
So, yeah, it was terrible. Horrible. I got to see Les Paul at the Iridium Jazz Club.
Nice.
He was 91 years old. I think 91.
That's it, yeah.
It was pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine. I
think he died like a year and a half later, so it was...
Oh, dude.
Really excellent to be able to go see
him. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, John no, killed him. Yeah,
I did not kill him.
KP over
I
here killed him.
I did not kill.
Yeah, he did. Slowly. Like, very, very slowly. He kept mailing
over the
him.
Course of apparently 93 years?
Well, no.
18, so I've been around.
18 months.
Oh, well.
Because you saw him 18 months, he was gone.
All right.
So, you know, it's one of those things where you were, like, slowly mailing him love letters with irradiated, you know, isotopes or whatever. Right?
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
No.
All right.
I am not a Russian spy.
Well, you don't have to be a Russian to do that. I mean,
I am not.
Russian spy would say that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's true, Russian spy. God damn it.
She's good, isn't she?
Yeah. I'm screwed.
That's why she needs to get on the mic every once in a while, so she can totally call us out on our bullshit or make us sound like assholes. She's good, man. She is good.
Both work. But yeah, so that was a good trip.
Yeah.
We got to go do that. That was fun.
Yeah. I was bummed on my last business trip. I didn't get to go to a concert due to my PTSD, but it was the 20th anniversary of the Foo Fighters being together. It was the 4th of July in RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C., but I can't do it. And Dave Grohl recently has broken his leg, and he's in a cast and everything, and he sat on this giant throne that apparently he made while he was high on painkillers.
Yep. Yeah, and the picture of him sitting on that throne with his little purple cast
on
there.
Yeah, just rocking the fuck out, yeah.
That went all over the internet, so that was a...
And talk about a fucking rock star.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got people, like, dropping tours because they have diarrhea, and this dude falls off the stage and keeps fucking playing, man.
He played through while they put the cast on.
Oh, my God, this dude is a fucking champion, man. I would definitely give that man a hug, even if... You know, he wasn't for it. I'd tackle him and hug him. But, you know, it's because I love him and he's a man and I'm that guy.
So I haven't gotten to travel quite the places that you have been.
Well, no.
It may not be a terrible thing in some places.
It's absolutely not. No.
But I have been to. So I lived in San Angelo and San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got stationed down here at Patrick Air Force Base.
Tough assignment, by the way, Patrick.
Off? Oof. Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, you get water on both sides. And
they've had to close the golf course 3 times now.
Motherfuckers.
Since I've been here.
How do you survive?
It's been tough. The Taco Bell doesn't open until 11:30. Burger King closes by 6. How am I supposed to live?
I don't understand it, man. I just don't get it. You poor thing.
But I have been to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I was TDY there, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it was very strange because I was pretty much me and the two people that I was with were the only enlisted guys I ever saw. Everybody else was a lieutenant colonel or higher.
And here you guys are getting paid what they get paid a month and a year. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was a bit interesting. I've gotten to go to several of the national laboratories, which was always a lot of fun.
Nice.
I got to go to the Nevada nuclear test site. And actually tour the entire test site. That was fucking cool.
Nice.
That was fucking cool.
Yeah.
I've been to Okinawa, as I told you, twice.
Right,
that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Manhattan, like I told you.
Yeah.
Pacific Northwest National Laboratory is up in the Tri-Cities area, which is just a fucking gorgeous place.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about a place where the the allergies are bad. This place has nothing on up there. They've these trees called Russian pine, I think they're called.
Fucking Russians.
Every time I went there, I got a fever because the fucking allergies were so bad.
See, even the fucking trees are coming after us.
Yeah, the trees tried to kill me. They're trying to kill me.
Commie fucking bastards.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Any other places you can think of?
I'm trying to think. Okay. So I had the displeasure of going to Mexico while I was in tech school. I went to Ciudad Acuña, which is on the other side of Del Rio.
Okay.
It is fucking awful. Oh, my God. That
so you're
place
telling
is
me a city in Mexico is like a fucking shithole.
A border town.
Weird.
It was fucking bad.
So strange. Well, yeah, I mean, it you've got bad. The exclusions of like, was it Puerto Vallarta and, you know, the other really bad Cancun. You can't really include those as Mexico. They're not Mexico.
Well, yeah,
they are resorts. That just so happened to be in Mexico. Yeah.
It's just when you have that many white people in one place.
Right. It's not Mexico anymore, no. Speaking... Okay. My son, my older son, he's not by nurture by any means, and not by nature. He's completely innocent in this, but he's accidentally a racist, like, a lot. Okay? It's really bad.
Accidental racism out of children is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
let's face it.
This is awesome. So he was probably what, 3 or 4, maybe 5. When did our young
Thanks,
racist
buddy.
Do the Chinese thing?
He was probably like 4.
Okay,
your younger boy let me have one of his cookies.
Nice.
They're delicious.
I bet they are. He looked at me and he said, "Here," and I was busy and I forgot, so I'm going to starve now.
Clearly.
So, yeah, asshole. It's fine. You're off the show. Fuck you. It's the second time I've threatened that tonight. You know,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Anyway. So
the first time was because I told you that I was
setting off fireworks.
And fireworks.
It's been 8 days since the 4th of July.
With my neighbor.
Yeah. So anyway, the accidental
Sorry.
Racism. No, it's fine. It's fine. Your tangent sucks, so that's why I'm going to keep talking over it. So we go into a Chinese restaurant buffet with my son, and he's about 4 years old. And we go in there, and he was like, "Oh, I speak Chinese. Hola." Yeah, he's damn lucky he's cute, because me and the wife were like, "Oh my God, don't do that." A few weeks ago, he found this caterpillar. It was one of the furry ones that just happens. It was a black color of fur, fuzz, whatever you want to call it. And he was like, "Oh, wow, I'm going to name him Black Guy." Black Dude, I'm sorry.
Black Dude.
Hey, Black Dude. Yeah.
Hey, it could have been worse. He could have said, like, "I'm going to name him Tyrone."
Yeah. Tyrone. Yeah. Well, how do you know it's not a girl? Fine, Laquandra. Yeah. No, I know. True, but he doesn't.
Is this where we're supposed to say stupid things like, "I have black friends. I'm not racist. All my friends are black."
Yeah.
Well, we got to cover our ass, right?
Right. But, of course, I would try and say it and be like, "All my blacks are friends." Oh, they're not my blacks.
Yeah,
no.
See?
Whoops.
Mm-hmm. Now you own people. Good job, Steve.
Well, see, I got one right there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but
I thought he was Jewish.
Well, yeah.
You said before he was Jewish. Are you saying he's a black Jew?
He's a black Jew.
Damn.
Well, okay, so.
Sammy Davis Jr.'s got nothing on him.
Right. So my wife is Jewish, and therefore, by the religion, my children are Jewish, right?
Jews for bacon.
Correct. The funny thing is the younger boy, Dylan, he is light hair, light eyes, light skin.
He looks Aryan.
Right. Well, he's what they call the Jupacabra, a Jew Pacabra, because he has absolutely none of the features of a standard Jew, and he is Jewish. So it's going to be good for him.
Later on.
Finds himself a nice girl in the city somewhere. He's like, "Yes, I'm
you
Jewish."
You find yourself a nice girl.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know I'm Jewish, too.
Maybe
get
you open
here.
A delicatessen.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Just maybe.
Nope. So that was actually part of what I left out. I grew up in Western New York never been to New York City until the government sent me there.
To Manhattan. Nice.
To Manhattan. I had never been. Because it's fucking 7 hours away from where I am.
Right. Not only that, but It's just a giant city.
But it's a really cool city.
I drove through it once on the highway. I'm good.
Yeah, see, I did a lot of really cool stuff. Like, I saw Rich Voss at Caroline's. I told you I saw Les Paul at the Iridium.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a fucking blast. It really was a blast. And we worked our asses off. We were helping close down what used to be called EML, the Environmental Measurements Laboratory. So we busted our ass during the day and kicked ass at night.
Sounds like a blast.
I saw Daryl Hammond do stand-up.
Nice.
And it was actually funny because I went to the Laugh Factory, and he showed up just randomly. He wasn't even supposed to be there, but he showed up in the middle of somebody else's set and wanted to basically just do some chops work. Did a 15-minute set right in the middle of somebody else's. They cleared the stage for him.
Yeah.
They were just like, come on up. He did like a 15-minute set. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that happens a lot in larger cities with a lot of clubs, and they'll have smaller clubs. You know, these big names will come in to try out stuff before they go and do their, you know, one-hour comedy special, you know, whatever. So that's awesome. You got to see it.
That was very cool.
Dope, man.
That was very cool.
That's one thing I've never done is gone to a comedy show. Not once in my life have I ever gone to a comedy show.
Yeah, so I actually went a couple years ago to see Brian Regan. And apparently he's coming here again in December, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to get tickets for Wendy for her birthday.
Nice.
He's fucking hilarious. Oh, my God. I mean, he's funny as hell as it is, but when he gets on when you see him live.
Yeah.
God damn it. He went off on a 10-minute tangent about the Melbourne airport.
How awesome it is.
It was one of the funniest fucking things I'd ever. And then he went off on another 5-minute tangent when he screwed up a joke, and he made a joke about screwing up the joke, and it was so funny.
Oh, what was that? I was watching House at the hotel in the D.C. area, and he was trying to hire someone to be part of his staff, and the joke goes, hey, I've got a position for you on my staff. But, of course, he went, hey, I've got a position for you on my penis. Oh, I messed up that joke. I was like, I'm going to file that one away for when I have to hire help when my boss finally retires and I would take over. So.
Well, when you have to hire your butler.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Why? Well, yeah, true. That works, yeah.
God. Just make sure he's cute.
Come on. Come on. Come on. I'll just hire the buddy Dustin I work with.
I don't think she heard you.
No, she didn't. Oh, dude. All right, what do you say we take a few minutes to stretch our legs a little bit and go do some other stuff, like pee-pee or smoke a cigarette or something? What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so we got a couple of songs that I am going to cut out and post, because if I don't, then we'll have lawyers breathing down our necks and trying to kill us. But for right now, we'll run them, so we have about 5, 8. We have a few minutes. Yeah, so... All right, this is Two Bad Brains Podcast, and we shall be back shortly.
KP!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Two Bad Brains Podcast. I'm your host, Lunchbox, and KP has returned. I haven't kicked him off the show yet.
I'm not here.
You're not here?
No, I didn't come back.
We have a third mystery guest.
You've kicked me off the show twice, by the way.
Yeah.
And you kicked your wife off, and she hasn't even talked on the show yet.
Yeah, I know. I'll turn her volume up some more, because I could barely hear her. No, I'm serious. I didn't have it set. I didn't even think about adding the third mic because, you know.
I see you taught her the salute.
Yeah. The
I'm
one,
a Navy brat. I knew it.
Yeah. I didn't. If anything, she taught me stuff.
Whoa. Hey there.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course that, because I was a sheltered young little baby. So.
We need to talk about your shirt.
Yes, my brand new purchased today.
Old you bought that today?
Yes, sir.
With money?
Yeah.
Not much. I've jewed him up really
well. Was Goodwill having a sale?
No, it wasn't Goodwill, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
Brand new shirt, you bastard. Got it.
Brand new.
Got it at the Old Navy for what, like
$650? Old Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like $650, and she talked me into it because I thought it was more expensive than that because I'm a moron and I can't math or remember anything.
Army.
Well, yeah.
Army.
Yeah.
Army.
Yeah, I know. This is ain't ready for Marines yet. Yeah, I understand. Okay, I got it.
That's get fine. An edge on life.
That's right. In the Army Reserve. Not even real Army. Just half Army. So, but yes, my darling wife is a Navy brat, and her father was a 22-year retired Navy chief petty officer.
Hmm.
He spent his entire career calibrating avionics equipment.
Goddamn.
So, for instance, let's say you're altimeter.
Is he considered naval aviation at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
That's
18.
Fucking awesome.
Yep. He.
I think those pilots are cooler than the Air Force, but except F-22.
He was on three ships or just one ship twice, and he was on the Kennedy and the Enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the Enterprise twice for two different tours.
Boldly go. Where no one has gone
lots
before.
Of other people have gone before because we're not in space yet, dude. Not yet. Not like that.
But when he was on it, there was a Captain Picard on it.
That's fucking beautiful. That is poetic.
There you go. I knew that. Three yeah. nerds.
Yeah. Nerded out.
What do you mean we're not in space? Are you a moon landing denier, Steve?
No. Oh, I'm just saying we're not in space to that capacity.
How can you say that we're not in space? We're on a planet.
Okay.
Are you sure?
We're part of the universe.
Okay.
Are you going to watch the Pluto stuff?
Oh, no. I'll probably just read summarized stuff or watch maybe clips
but
of
they're
it.
Gonna,
He'll
they're
just
gonna
wait for somebody to tell him about it.
Yeah, and then I'll tell them about it.
Like, yeah.
Like, I'm telling them for the first time. Like, I'll tell them, like, 2 days later after they've already told me. I'm really good at that.
It'll probably be me. Or, and you'll probably go, hey, John, did you hear that we took pictures of Pluto?
This is wicked awesome, man. Yeah, I'm good like that. You can just ask my darling wife, because I'll do it all the time, and it drives her crazy.
So we still haven't talked about your shirt. I guess we did. We talked about Old Navy, but... Yeah.
Okay, so it's...
So when I pulled up tonight, before the show.
Yeah.
Because there is such a thing as before the show. And there's actually such a thing as after the show.
No.
But you were wearing that shirt, which is what I can only describe as a turquoise nightmare.
Out of here. This is not a nightmare. This is gorgeous.
It is. It's beautiful.
You damn
but
right
you were also wearing ABU Woodland camo shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and?
So I couldn't tell if you were trying to go to a luau or hide from me.
Right, and my response was, what if I'm doing both?
Hiding from
you
me
at
a
luau.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Isn't it
You
great?
Didn't put on any of your booty shorts?
No, he's wearing booty shorts now.
No,
now he looks
no,
like
no.
he's playing tennis in Hawaii.
These aren't booty shorts, buddy. These are acceptable.
What are you wearing?
Just the pair of black ones. Basketball shorts.
Oh.
The ones with silver lining on the inside.
Yeah.
He's making sure that they ride up.
He actually has a pair that just come under his ass cheeks, and across the ass they say all time low.
That's fucking beautiful.
No.
Which is like a teenage emo band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it works for me because I am a...
That is your all time low if you're looking at his ass in those.
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree.
No. You're just saying these things, John. You don't mean it.
I could.
No.
I might.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Stop it.
Okay.
Not yet. We haven't gotten that far into the podcast yet. Not overall. Give it a couple weeks, and then we can get real homoerotic. It'll be fine.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you let me cup, or am I only allowed to tickle?
I think it depends on how you were that day.
Okay.
If you're a good boy, then, you know, maybe on your birthday you can be the big fork.
Yeah, buddy.
So.
I told you before, I only like the fork.
I'm just glad somebody else is going to freaking take care of it.
I'm not so much into spooning.
Yeah.
I only like the fork.
Yeah. My darling wife, her response to somebody else being like, I'm going to steal your husband and, like, do things to him. She's like, oh, good. Then I'm off the hook, man. Oh, thank God. Yeah. It's a wonderful relationship we have. Yeah.
So last week during our test, we talked about water.
Did we?
We talked about water and different flavors of water.
Yes.
Right now, I'm drinking.
Yes.
Two Gingers?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that is correct, sir.
It's a very good flavored water.
Yes. And I'm drinking actual water.
Irish whiskey flavored water.
It's very
and,
good.
It's actually really good. It's nice and smooth.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
And this show not brought to you by Two Gingers.
Yeah.
Irish whiskey.
It wasn't too expensive, was it, babe?
Nope.
Yeah. She does pretty good when she picks out, you know.
I just bought it because you're a ginger.
What? Who told you?
I've seen your downstairs.
That's
I've
right.
I've seen your nether regions.
You've seen my boonar, yeah.
Well, that's technically not why I know you're a ginger, but...
Well, yeah.
It's because he's soulless.
If you had hair on that, then we probably would not be married.
Well, yeah, but...
Probably, though. But my standards were really, really, really low when we got married.
Wow. God damn.
She'll be here all night, folks.
Yeah,
tip your waitress.
That's painful.
Try the veal.
That hurts deep, babe. Mm, thanks.
You're fine.
No.
Don't be a bitch.
I am your bitch.
Thanks, buddy.
We already said that.
Your youngest son just brought me another cookie.
Dude, what the hell, man?
He's hooking me up.
He's not giving you anything.
He's disowned you. He's like, Dad,
yeah,
I'm done with you.
What the fuck, man? I'm going to have to beat him later. That's fine.
They're little chocolate cookies, and they are delicious.
I'm pretty sure he'd beat you.
Yeah, he'd whoop my ass right now, as fragile as I am.
You're a fragile little snowflake.
Tough.
Yeah, I'm not a little snowflake, but I am a fragile, really, really white guy. So, and my five-year-old son can whoop my other son's
I'm
butt.
I'm going to take one more, and then the rest are yours. Thank you so much. Thank you for all of your hard work.
Your hard work and dedication will be rewarded in the future, son. Your birthday's coming up, right? Yeah.
I feel like Bartles and James. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. Actually, our older boy's getting pretty good. He came in. We were out somewhere this
morning.
Did
you say alter boy?
Older
boy.
What the hell are you thinking about, man? You're like three sips into your two gingers.
I feel like this is not the first time I've taken this show to a dark place tonight.
Not tonight. And this
is
the pilot.
Children, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like freshly graduated high school girls and altar boys. And yeah.
At least you have varying tastes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. It's true.
You run the spectrum on the children, kind of like Jared from Subway.
I run nothing on any children.
No trains, huh?
6 or 12 inch. Oh!
I need to hook up my little sound pad so I can start doing. Because I've got a little sound pad. I could put a rim shot in there and just hit
a
button.
What are you guys doing over there?
So when you tell. Dylan is driving a truck around, and he has run away and left the truck here. So I'm going to guess there's some sort of bomb in it.
Well, that's the only logical conclusion.
Yeah. Oh! Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
He's just setting it up so you step on it later.
Oh, yeah, and totally break something else because, yet again, I am a fragile snowflake.
You are? Fragile little snowflake.
No.
Not little.
No. Fragile giant snowflake. So I have a story.
Do you think he's little?
I think you're an avalanche.
I am an avalanche.
Dylan shook his head yes.
Yeah.
He thinks his father is little.
Nice. So I'm going to try and keep this as anonymous and ambiguous as I can because the guy in the story, I don't want him to... He doesn't... want his name out there. So a person that I know went
let's call him Rick.
Okay. Rick was an amateur long distance.
I want to change it to Floyd.
Okay, fuck you. Floyd is an amateur long distance target shooter. Okay.
Oh.
We're talking to 1,200 yards is what he's going to hit next. That's where he's shooting for.
Damn.
Yeah, he did 1,000 yards in this story, right?
Nice.
So
did he use that gun, your Nerf gun?
No. That's only good for 800 yards. No.
yards.
It says it'll shoot up to 100 feet, but I don't think that's in a straight line because those darts aren't exactly aerodynamic. So
you're shitting me.
I am not. Believe it or not, I did.
I would have expected the ballistics.
I ran the ballistics.
Spin.
I did some trajectory and some telemetry on it.
It's
didn't
not
work.
Good on there.
No.
Dang.
So this guy is going to
shattering my world.
I know. He's going to a shooting competition, and it's at Camp Lejeune. Okay? So 1,000 yard range, or 1,000 meters. And him and a bunch of other guys are going up, and they've got a travel trailer that has a mobile workspace in it for working on guns and loading rounds. Okay? So this shooting competition has been put on by a civilian shooting group or company or whatever.
It must be awful then.
Well, you're going to like where the story goes, okay? You're going to love this. So they get permission from the United States Marine Corps to shoot at 1,000-yard range on Camp Lejeune.
Hey.
Yeah. So the guy, Floyd, and his buddies get permission from the manager of the civilian portion to park this trailer by the range, okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think I can already hear this.
This is
going
to be, yeah, you're going to like this. Well, so they pull up to the range after getting all their paperwork in order, and they pull up to the range, and they back the trailer up, and there's a bunch of Marines standing around. So they open up the trailer, and the Marines are looking in there, and they have a pretty good appreciation for a decent piece of hardware with a trigger on it, and these guys are running weapons that cost, you know, $3,000 to $5,000, $12,000 sniper rifles, because they're all custom-built sniper, you know, handmade stocks, all this other stuff, right? Awesome. So they pull the trailer up, and they're looking in there, and it's the end of the day, you know, 5 o'clock, and they start unhooking the trailer. Well, the gunny sergeant that was there was like, excuse me, gentlemen, what are you doing? He said, oh, well, the woman running this competition said we have permission to just put the trailer here. And the gunny sergeant was like, oh, yeah, if you put that trailer here, it's not going to be there in the morning. And the guys are like, oh, no, it's okay. We've got a tongue lock. We're going to lock the wheels together. It's not going anywhere. The door's going to be locked and everything like that. And he says, gentlemen, I don't think you understand. If you leave this trailer here and go away, it is then considered a threat. And based on our current threat condition, your trailer will be demolished with ordnance.
Must have been in Bravo at the time.
Yeah. So they weren't going to confiscate and relocate the trailer, search it. No. The Marines were literally going to wait till the guys were out of eyeshot and blow their fucking trailer up.
I can imagine a gun or two would have been removed from that trailer first.
I don't know what you mean by that, but no, that would never happen.
Never.
So while they said that,
just like what never happens is they never shoot anything that gets stored at the armory.
No. No, they don't. So as they're saying this, all the civilians are like, and then they realize that the gunny sergeant is just standing there looking at them like, you guys are fucking morons. This is not. And then they said, oh, well, shit, yeah. And they start putting the trailer right back on the truck. And they're like, absolutely, sir. We'll see you tomorrow then.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that is very much the Marine way of doing things.
Oh, yeah. Blow shit up, then ask questions.
Yeah, and not even that someone.
At least they warned them.
Yeah. No, I think that was...
That is true.
That was probably the least Marine thing that they could have done, but it was really nice because, you know, there were probably $30,000 worth of guns in this trailer and, you know, weapons and scopes and all this other stuff. Yeah, so that was very nice of them.
Well, especially when you start getting into the eyeglass for some of those snipers, you're talking $1,000, you know, for one piece of glass in a five lens system.
So. Floyd has a scope on his rifle.
Floyd.
Yeah, you told
he's
me to call
guy.
Him Floyd.
Hey,
yeah.
Floyd's a good guy.
He's got a scope on his system made by Night Force, and it's a $3,500. Was it? I think 32x scope.
And I'll bet that was used.
No, he knows somebody that works there. Oh no, you're being attacked by a lobster.
I am being attacked currently by a lobster.
So.
And I don't know that I'll make it. So.
No.
It's been nice.
It's been real.
It's been fun.
Yeah. So. Did you date any Marines before we got married?
Fuck no.
No Marines.
Marines are fucking crazy.
You did date a CB or two.
Couple of those.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is a Marine.
Yeah.
He is a Master Sergeant.
Nice.
And he's probably the toughest human being I've ever met in my life.
They tend to be. Huh. They are insane, man.
You ready for this?
Go for it.
I don't think I ever told you this before. Wendy was in the delayed enlistment program for the Marines when she found out she was pregnant with Charlie.
Yes, she's told me that, actually.
Oh, did she tell you that?
She told you, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was going to join the Marines, and literally she was going to join the Marines to prove to herself she could do it.
Yeah, and she could. She's a tough chick, man.
Oh, she'll kick the shit out of shit.
Yeah, she will.
Including me.
Yeah. But I have a feeling you wouldn't fight back. Please.
Well, I'd probably throw a couple blocks and then just sort of move on.
Well, yeah, that's not really fighting back. That's more of engaging in the fun.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
to really engage in the fun, you just get her on the floor, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to practice our grappling, yeah.
Oops, wrong hole.
Oh, geez. How'd that happen? Your shirt's on the other side of the room. Whoops.
Oh, that isn't at all what I said.
Nope. Nope.
What, that wasn't going sexual?
No.
I said, oops, wrong hole.
I know. Oh. I glazed right over.
Oh, I guess I don't think Gina heard.
No, yeah. I glazed right over it because there is no oops, wrong hole in this house, sir. No, sir. Okay.
That's not if you want to still be attached to your favorite part.
See? I know this, and that's good because I'm not a fan of that either. No. Nope. So
keeping parts is good.
Yeah. As we said earlier, my wife is Jewish, and one of the guys that she dated...
She complains about it being humid a lot.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
Whatever. I do not.
But she is cheap when she needs to be, which is awesome.
That's
She looks for the
I've
deals.
I've trained you.
Yeah, I'm getting way better.
Did you say you've trained Jew?
Look at you. Yeah. That sound effect's going to be on the board next week.
I know where you're going with this. Yeah. Who I dated.
Yeah. So she's Jewish, and I wouldn't say she's like a highly practicing Jew, but she's definitely of Jewish faith. She knows, you know, she celebrates Hanukkah.
I've been to Hanukkah celebrations here.
And
I just need an excuse to eat a whole lot of fried food.
Yeah. It was wonderful. Passover. I hope we can do it again.
Passover's pretty good for the food. It's pretty nice. Well... Did you know who he was when you started dating him?
Probably not right away, but it didn't take long, and I probably should have been more observant.
Yeah, so while she was in Puerto Rico,
I was drunk a lot.
Yeah, you were. From the stories you told me, I'm surprised you were sober at all. I mean, and it's so easy and cheap down there. Yeah, they do. Well, anyway, so she's dating this guy, and I guess she finds out pretty quickly that dude's skinhead.
Oh, hey there.
He was technically a former skinhead because he was in the Navy. You can't actually continue.
No, you can't continue.
You can't go to the meetings. he had like
three-inch
letters tattooed on his back that were the initial skinhead for life. Just huge.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. And like lots of freaking, I can't remember what crosses they are, but.
It's the Iron Cross.
Iron
Cross, sir, yeah.
Yeah. So
that was
So once I figured out and I didn't really want to date him anymore, but you know, he got me out of the house and I would just try my hardest to piss him off every day.
That's usually not a good idea with a skinhead.
I'm
going to piss you off.
Like I said, I was drunk a lot. And
all you had to do was just say, I'm a Jew.
Oh no, he knew I was a Jew because when he'd get pissed off at me, he would call his friends and start cussing about Jews.
Oh Jesus.
Because that's what
he was an upright citizen. Then.
He ended up married to a Puerto Rican girl, which is even funnier.
Yeah, because not only is she, you know, she's not white, so that's fun.
Yeah, it was great. I met her right after they got married, and I was stripping on his coffee table for his roommate.
That's a good story.
Yes, it is.
I don't think I told you that yet.
No, you haven't told me the stripping part, but you did tell me about the
truth,
you know,
comes out.
Mr. Pryor.
She was not a fan of mine.
No? Weird.
No, I would piss him off every day because that was after he started the cussing about Jews and everything. Dylan, that's enough.
Come on, buddy.
Go on. She would start cussing about the Jews, or he would start cussing about the Jews or whatever, and then every day at, like, say 2 o'clock, he'd go take a dump before he had to go to work. Yeah. And he was regular every freaking time. Like, you could tell time by his dumps. And he lived out in town in Puerto Rico, and, like, it was always ghetto out in town. Not always, but, you know, with military lived there, it wasn't going to be expensive.
Yeah.
So it was above his landlady's house, and, like, they cheaply built it. So the door to the bathroom didn't close all the way. You just kind of stuck it shut.
Okay.
So every day for, like, a week, I would just run up to the door and just kick the door open like I was a fucking SWAT team while he's taking a dump. And he's literally right next to the door. And he would scream and yell at me and get so pissed. But the thing was, he would come and pick me back up the next day.
Yeah. I just see her like Leonidas from 300 and just kicking the fucking door.
This is Juvel.
crack, and, you know, throwing the door in this fucking bottomless pit. Fuck you,
I think he tried
Nazi.
To kill me once, though, with freaking 151.
Was that the time you floated out to sea?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yeah, so
he just kept pouring 151 into a coffee mug, and then I ended up in the car. I don't know how I got there. I don't know how I got into my bathing suit. I don't remember putting it on myself. And then the next thing I know, I'm on, like, a bodyboard, and he's, like maybe, like, hamster size on the beach.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
He had to come get me. He almost didn't come get me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, yeah, you don't know why he came and got you is what you mean?
No, why he didn't come, why he almost didn't come to get me, you know.
Oh, that's because.
I know why he would always pick me up, though.
Yeah, because you're fucking hot.
I knew how to do things.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You get a freaking badass rack, tight little ass.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
No? No, okay. She's a beasto. No, that's too far the other way. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm like 500 pounds. My rack is big, but that's only because so I can hide snacks in it.
And by snacks, she's got a whole rotisserie chicken in there.
Yes.
That's good. It's Moho from Publix. It's great.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Tasty stuff.
Oh,
the Moho she keeps chicken. It warm under the tit there.
Are you sure it's not Mojo?
I don't know. The Mojo one's pretty good, man.
But you said Moho.
Moho, that's how you say it. It's Puerto Rican.
Oh, God damn it. I hate both of you. No, I don't hate you, babe. I love you.
I can't see facial cues. You are just a fucking computer, the back of a computer screen to me.
But, hey, it's an improvement, right? I look better?
I can see half your tit.
Half my tit. Which one? This one?
Yep.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Nothing but nipple.
No, I can't see your nipple.
Oh, okay.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple. Dude, I tell you what, isn't that some stupid crap?
It's some dumb shit.
All you got to do is just cut out this freaking, you know, essentially a sticker of a male nipple, and it's just like tits ahoy. But yeah. What was it? There was a guy that did the reverse, and to prove how ridiculous it is, he found some female nipples and threw them on top of his topless shirt, and it was just like, you see how dumb this is.
Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous. Yes. No. So, back in the 90s, there were two...
90s?
Yeah. There were two women that went on a whole bunch of talk shows that are from Rochester, which is obviously, as you know, where I grew up. Rochester, New York. And they went on pretty much every... You know, Donahue, all the shit that was on in the 90s, whatever the hell that shit was. And so, they went on a crusade to get... topless women to be able to, you know, do their thing. And so Rochester ended up passing a law that allowed women to be able to be topless within the city limits, except at the beach. Except at the beach.
But
except
the beach is where you would want to be.
Because it was a family friendly place.
But
I've been topless in front of children, but that sounds really bad when I say that.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It wasn't just me.
What the hell is
I'm not the only one
digging
this.
What is wrong with you
places.
Two? God. I'm the only one. And in real life, I'm the one that has said stuff that would get me put in jail, but you two keep talking about this.
No, I'm talking about on the beach in Italy.
Yeah, I know.
It's a topless beach.
Yeah, I know. Take everything out of context and it gets way worse. I understand that.
Well, also, any small child I hold pulls my boob out.
Well, just they are fabulous.
They just grab my shirt and yank it down. It's just, I don't know why.
Yeah.
They're not even my kids that do it. My kids really never did that. It was just other people's children wanted to see my boobs, apparently.
Yeah. So to continue on this whole pseudo child molestation weirdo crap, when my older son was, what, probably 6 months, 8 months old, something, maybe a year, He didn't want to get dressed or whatever just because he was being difficult. He loved chocolate milk. And I was sitting there.
Who doesn't love chocolate
milk? I know, right? And I was like, hey, little guy, if you let me take off your pants, I'll give you some chocolate milk. And I
word
did,
for word.
That is verbatim.
Exactly what he said.
And then after I said it, I was just like, oh, good.
I looked at him, I said, wow, you shouldn't let anybody else ever hear you say that.
Yeah. It's amazing what has come out of my mouth.
But it worked.
It worked. He took his pants off, and I got him some chocolate milk, and he's still
everybody
here. Everybody was happy.
You got to change his diaper. That's what you're trying
yeah,
to
yeah, yes. That's what it was. And yeah. Hey, little guy, if you let me take off your pants, I'll give you some chocolate milk.
That's... That's the Steve-O way.
Yeah, so me and Jared, we're like kindred souls now, yeah. Fuck.
So they passed this law in Rochester that allowed people to go topless.
Mm.
And for about a year, I was 13, 12, 13, 14, 15, around that whole time frame when that was going on. So I didn't, you know, it wasn't a common thing to see. The first time I saw it, I want to say I was 13. I think it was just before I entered high school. I was like 7th or 8th grade. This like 19 or 20-year-old girl just comes walking down the street topless.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friends are out. There's 5 or 6 of us out playing football on the street. And we see this girl walking up, and she's with her boyfriend.
You're ruining your shirt.
All 6 of us, in order to make sure we could get the best glimpse, went running onto my porch, which was an enclosed porch, mm-hmm. so you could look out the windows and watch people walking by. So we all ran onto my porch and sat there, peeking up over the ledge, watching this girl walk down the street just so that we could stare at her boobs while she walked down the road.
Nice.
But what that illustrates is the ridiculousness with which we treat the female body.
Yeah, it's bad. It is.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If I can go without a shirt on, God damn it. If I can go without a shirt on with my pasty ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Too. We went to Rimini Beach, Italy for the 4th of July in 2003 for the 4-day weekend. We drove down there from Würzburg, Germany, right? And the beach right outside of the hotel was a topless beach.
You drove from Germany to Italy?
Yeah. Drive from Germany through Austria and then to Italy.
Jesus Christ, dude. Are you on the World War II track or what?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty close, yeah. We actually went to Vicenza to get gas tickets so that we didn't have to pay.
Well, with her former skinhead boyfriend, you guys must have gone on the Axis Powers tour.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, so... Well, all right. So we're down at the beach, right? And she's about, what, 3-4 months away from giving birth?
Yeah, 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, okay. So she got a big old belly, you know, still really cute and petite, big old belly, and,
Nope, beast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Beasto with a tiny belly because you wouldn't even know. So we're
and
on...
And since she's an army wife, then she must have had an enormous fupa.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. Okay, yeah.
It was separate from the baby belly.
If anybody needs
like
to know
a fanny pack.
What a fupa is, please email us at... 2badbrains1369@gmail.com, and I will give you a photo and a description of what a fupa is.
It'll be his, just so you know.
Yeah, the fupa. Anyway, so we're there at the beach.
I'll make sure to lick it.
Yeah.
I don't want to lick your fupa.
No, you can do whatever you want, man. It's fine. I'm tired.
Okay. All right.
So the downfall of a publicly long-standing topless beach is the fact that most of the people you're going to see that are the women are topless have been going there their entire lives. So
there's a lot of leatherback turtles
around.
There's a photo that goes around the internet for many, many years now of this really wrinkly, leathery lady in a bikini that's very skinny with the bleach blonde hair that looks like she's like 90.
And
that is, I'm pretty sure she was at the beach that day.
Yeah, so it's like saddlebags with a freaking nipple on them in most cases. Now, we were there one day, and this one young girl came by. She had short, spiky blonde hair, kind of like Wendy did at one point.
Yes.
And she was pretty hot, and she had a big old set that it was a nice sight. However, I'm sitting on the beach in a foreign country, and I've got wraparound pervo shades on, and I'm right next to my 7-month pregnant beasto, huge giant wife. And
so why wouldn't you look?
I know, but it was just one of those things. As being as an American, it was very hard for me to do, because I'm like, okay, so I got my wife I love right here, and she's pregnant, and then I got Hottie McItalian walking by, and she just like whoop pops her tits out, and I'm just like, whoa.
Was she Irish Italian?
I think so. Yes.
Hottie McItalian.
She was
Hottie
light.
McItalian.
She was a very light skinned Italian woman.
Irish Italian.
Yeah.
He's right. Making fun of the Mick you put on the front of that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why I just kind of kept going with it. I know he was doing that.
Well, I mean, there's somebody that I know that she's got Scottish, red hair and freckles.
No, that would be Hottie Mac Italian.
And she is not Irish or Scottish or anything like
that. Are you sure?
She is Ecuadorian.
Ecuadorian. So it's close to Irish. It's close.
Yeah, yeah, very close.
They're neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our neighbors to the north, Ecuador.
I mean, you know, you've got Ireland, you've got Scotland, Ecuador, and Ireland, you know, all mixed in together, and Great Britain and all that. Yeah, it's all one big pile.
The island of Ecuador.
Yeah.
Right in the British Isles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the topless beach was definitely an interesting social experiment for me personally.
I chose not to go topless on the beach, only in a paddle boat, because we had also brought two of his idiot co-workers.
Two of my idiot co-workers, yes.
With us, and they could stumble upon us at any time.
Do we need to give them names too?
Benny
and, oh God, what was Lou?
Frankfurt?
What was his last name?
Germany and Italy, so Frankfurt and Fabio.
So it was Benny and Louie.
Oh, what's with my F names tonight? Floyd, Frankfurt, Fabio.
No, it was
Benny and Louie.
Benny and Louie.
Benny and Louie.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of Benny, have you seen the picture of from the show on HBO? What is it? True Crime? Or True Detective. And what's his name? Colin Farrell plays the main character. He's a cop.
I did see that he's in it. I have not seen much of
it. I got to show the wife. There's a picture of him that looks just like Benny now.
Really?
It's like really creepy.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's. I mean, they're almost like identical twins.
So they're not black black jazz musicians then?
No.
Benny and Louie?
No.
Not black jazz.
No, sorry. Okay. They're not even close.
Okay.
Way to kill it, man. Way
I did.
To kill
I killed them.
Comedy assassin. Yeah. Well, actually, no, you weren't even a comedy assassin. It wasn't funny. It was like, oh, hey, babe, I have this cute story and I love you. And yeah. Exactly. She doesn't like me today. I don't know why. Oh, it's because I was showing off my tramp stamp to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that didn't ask. I'm surprised you weren't stopping people in Old Navy going, check out my tramp stamp.
Well, that's a good idea. I should have done that.
Yeah. You were in Old Navy
now
for
you know
your,
you
by yourself
to
for a while, so you possibly just got everybody in the store.
You've got your day planned
there.
Out?
I do, tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow while you're busy, babe.
Well, have you ever showed it to Ed?
Ed.
Do I know Ed? I don't think I know Ed.
I'm trying to think if I have.
He teaches our child guitar.
Yes. Yes, I have. I was just trying to remember if I had or had not, but yeah, I have. And he enjoyed it quite thoroughly.
Yeah, but I bet there was more conversation than, hey, check out my ass crack.
Oh, no, that was the first thing I ever said to him.
Oh, yeah, sure, no.
Look, I'm a tramp, yeah, no. No, yeah, so. I don't know about you, KP, but I've had a very, very good evening chatting with you, sir. I have. And
I haven't had a good evening chatting with myself.
Okay.
But I've had a great evening chatting with you.
Okay. Okay. Good, good, good. Because we are quickly approaching the hour and a half mark.
Holy cow.
Which you figure will take out about 12 minutes of music, so that'll put us at about $1.15.
Yeah.
Just get in your bed and I'll
I'm sure there's a couple other things you're going to cut out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Me apparently bombing.
Well, if I did that, we'd have like a 3-minute show.
Oh, no, we're not leaving that out.
There'd be nothing left. Nothing left.
Yeah, can't do that, because that would just be horrible. So,
would be.
Unless you have anything else that you would like to bring up, same with you, my darling wife.
I just want to comment that I looked up the Two Gingers whiskey,
mm-hmm.
and it was originally made to be marketed to women, in case you were wondering.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're going with the women's name, Ginger. Look, we're Ginger.
No, it has redheads on it.
Ah.
No, but, they just made it fruity.
It completely explains why immediately upon finishing it, I wanted to paint my nails and go shopping.
Yeah. And God,
so
that,
now I have a that, resolution to those feelings.
We can play fashion show if you want.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's bad.
I've got a lot of weird shit in my closet and a tutu you could wear.
That's right. And, Oh my God, that's a terrifying thought.
I do have one thing. I want to make sure that the song at the beginning of the day or at the beginning of the show is called Meatball Parade. It's by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. So check him out if you want to hear any more music by him. He's got all kinds of stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah, and a full description of what he has supplied to us will be in the description of this podcast. We're going to do our best to get it out on both iTunes and an Android resource for downloading. Visit our website when we get it up and running, which I will add that later because I don't know exactly the URL. We have a Twitter feed. It is... What Mr. Social Media Conglomerate Czar guy?
At the number 2 Bad Brains. At 2 Bad Brains.
And maybe next time we will have a video feed and a live feed for other people to listen and perhaps even a Skype number. So, on behalf of KP, my darling 600,000-pound beasto of a wife, and myself...
I'm 453 pounds.
453 okay. pounds, excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's a light day.
Yeah, she didn't eat much today, I didn't let her. I would like to wish everybody a safe and happy week and travels, or so, I don't know.
You're not really going to do that.
No, I'm not wishing anybody anything. No. But... thanks, and farewell.
Peace.